Ervin Perk Zion Mishnah Beis. Kaisa Shabin Chste Chatzeris Gavoa Savarechav Arba. If you have a wall that's between two Chatzeris, this wall was 10 Tvachim high and it was 4 Tvachim wide. By the way, the 4 Tvachim wide is not needed here for the ramifications of what we're going to say now. It's going to be needed for what's going to be said later in the Mishnah. But the main point is that it's this Mechitza is 10 Tvachim high. This wall is 10 Tvachim high. Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. So you need two Ervin and you can't connect them with one Erv because the wall separates them. Now, like I just said, the four tefachim is not needed to make the separation. Even if it's very thin, it doesn't matter. But this is why we needed the four tefachim, because if on top of this wall they were peros, elu olin mikan va'ochlin, ve'elu olin mikan va'ochlin, the people from the chatzar on one side are able to eat off the wall, and the other people are also able to eat off the wall. Uvavad shol yiridu lamata. As long as they don't bring it down. Now, when we say they don't bring it down, it means they don't bring it down into their house. They can bring it down into their chotzer, because the whole takana is to carry dafka from this wall, which sort of has like a din of the chotzer. They can't carry from there to their house. And dafka, that's why we need to say that this wall had a 4 tefach width. Because if it's less than 4 tefach width, then it's a makom ptur, and you're allowed to carry from a makom ptur
to your house.
That's not a problem. The reason, though, that it's not a problem, even if it is 4 tefachim wide, to carry from there to your chatzar, is because you're allowed to carry within your chatzar as much as you want. You can carry from, it seems, from one chatzar to another chatzar. You just can't carry from a house to a different chatzar. This we're going to see later on in the Mishnayos, that all the chatzeris are considered one chatzar. Nifritza ha-kaisol. However, if the wall was breached, ad eser amos. As long as the breach is less than 10 amos wide. 10 amos is a very large breach. This is, we've said in the previous Mishnah, this is a pirtza. Ma'arvin shnayim, vimratzu ma'arvin echad. Because the breach isn't that large, you can have a choice. It's like an opening, like we had in the previous Mishnah, like a window. You can do either one. Bipneshu kepesach. It's just considered a pesach, an opening. Yoser mikan, however, if it's larger than 10 amos, that's a real pirtza. Ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. Then you can only do an erev with one, because now there's no separation. Ben Marvin Schneim, and you can't make two Erevin because it's all connected with this open pirtza.